Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
Yesterday on the Beacon Broadcast, we began a new study on why organized Christianity declines. The text is 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4, which says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn away their ears from the truth and be turned aside to fables." So these two verses will help to answer this question, this, to some people, very puzzling question, of why it is, down through the ages, that every good, solid Christian organization that's raised up seems eventually to stray from the Christian faith. It starts in spiritual vigor and good health, and then it slowly declines into apostasy and is eventually lost to the cause of Christianity. That happens over and over and over again. We see it in individual churches, we see it in denominations, we see it in schools, we see it in other Christian organizations, we see it happening again and again and again. And does it have to be that way? Why does this keep happening? And our text at least gives us some of the answers. And it tells us, in the first place, it is because people eventually reject sound doctrine. So we'll continue that in just a moment. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday, August 11. And we are dependent upon the financial gifts of radio listeners to maintain this Bible teaching ministry on this station. Well, because of the eventual rejection of sound doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That's disturbing. That's disturbing when you really think about what Paul is saying. He's saying to Timothy, who is preaching, pastoring at the church at Ephesus, the time will come when this congregation will not endure sound doctrine. Now, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to cause that to be so? Well, we talked about that yesterday. It is that sound doctrine, sound teaching, calls for change. It's continually calling for change, to continually examine our hearts, to examine our lives, to examine our activities, to examine our beliefs, and to continually correct them, to get them more in line with the Word of God. And there comes a time when people will grow tired of that and say, "I don't want to change anymore." Does this mean that every individual must decline this way? Well, observation will tell us that no, that's not true. We know that there are wonderful saints of God who maintain their spiritual health and vigor right up to the end of their life, sometimes even, and very often, continuing to grow in their commitment to Christ and grow in the strength of their spiritual vigor and health. So, no, this is not an indictment that applies to every individual, but it does seem that Paul is saying that it does apply to every Christian institution. This is what seems to be said. Eventually, every local church is going to decline. Eventually, every Christian institution is going to decline. The rate of decline is not going to be the same. We see some that decline rather rapidly. Churches that only maintained a good testimony for a decade or two, and then the decline starts. Some that don't even maintain it that long. others that maintain a good Christian testimony for a generation or two or three, but eventually the decline sets in, and yet others. I have a pastor friend in a faraway state who pastors a church that was established in 17-something, and from what he tells me, that church maintained spiritual vigor and health all of its existence. 250 years or so now, is that right? Yeah, 300 years, really. Right? Well, not quite 300, but 250-plus years, that church has remained true to the Bible, true to the Christian faith, true to its doctrinal statement, true to its original intent. That is very remarkable, and all of us recognize that really is the exception, not the rule. So there is this almost universal tendency to reject sound doctrine at some point. For the time will come, said Paul, when they, the members of your church, Timothy, will not endure sound doctrine. And you remember that's coupled with verse 2 where he said, preach the word. Be ready in season, out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, which seems to be saying, Timothy, preach hot and hard as long as you can, because the day will come when you won't be able to. And this also seems to be saying, Timothy, preach hot and hard as fervently as you can, so that you can push further down into the future the day when they will not be willing to endure sound doctrine. You see, when you start letting up on sound doctrine and trying to insert things that make sound doctrine a little softer, a little more palatable, you think you're doing it to extend the life of the church and the health of the church, but it's going to have the opposite effect. It's actually going to accelerate the decline. All you're going to do is make people more and more determined that they are going to root out of the ministry of that church those sound elements as they bring in more and more of the unsound ones. So the reason why churches and Christian institutions seem to eventually decline is, number one, because of the eventual rejection of sound doctrine. Number two, because of the subtle replacement of sound teachers, which of course goes right along with it. But the verse goes on to say, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own liking. To suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear, is what this communicates. But wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires. And what is it that they want? They want to have their ears tickled. In other words, they want ministry that makes them feel good about themselves in their flesh, not in their relationship with Christ. They want their pride to be fed. They want to be affirmed in their present desires and ways. They want to be affirmed in their materialistic mindset. They want to be affirmed in their pleasure-mad mindset. They want to be affirmed in the baser and, you might even say, the normal elements of human life, apart from the work of the Spirit of God. They want to be able to enjoy the world while they still have the cloak of Christian profession. And they want a church that will cater to that, will accommodate itself to that. And obviously they can't have that if they've got a minister who insists upon preaching sound doctrine, who takes seriously injunction to preach the word, be ready in season, out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. And if you've got preachers who who have that in mind, and you've got the other in mind. You've got the comfortable Christian syndrome situation in mind. You want comfortable Christianity. Your preachers want vital Christianity. You want to be affirmed in your carnality. You have preachers who want to shake you out of your carnality. You want to feel good about your spiritual lethargy. You have preachers who want to preach you out of your spiritual lethargy. You've got a problem. You've got preachers who are trying to do something that you don't want them to do. And so what will you do? According to your own desires, because you have itching ears, you will heap up for yourselves teachers. Your own desires, that becomes the standard of ministry. Instead of the Word of God, instead of going to the Bible and saying, what is it the preachers are supposed to do? We want biblical Christianity. Therefore, we want preachers who do things the Bible way. We want to know what the Bible says, and we want to have a pastor or pastors who are committed to doing things the Bible way. So what does the Bible say the style of ministry ought to be that preachers are to pursue if they're faithful to God? Instead of going to the Bible and looking for that, God's standard of conduct and ministry for preachers, instead they substitute their own desires, their own thoughts, their own impressions, their own concepts of what ministry ought to be. In other words, what they like, not what God says. What they want, not what God wants. They accumulate teachers who will tickle their ears. Teachers who will preach to them out of psychology rather than out of the Bible. Preachers who will always try to make them feel good about themselves. Preachers who will be always positive, never negative. Preachers who will entertain. Preachers who will tell a lot of stories. Instead of getting into the meat of the word and breaking down words and phrases and explaining what these words and phrases mean, they'd rather have preachers who will tell interesting stories. That's a whole lot more easier to listen to. I just committed a grammatical error, but that's a whole lot easier to listen to, especially if you are not particularly interested in eternal truth, life-changing truth, sound doctrine that will produce spiritual health. You really are looking for something else. And so they will accumulate for themselves teachers who will cheerfully give them whatever they desire. Preachers who are interested in being liked, popular, accepted, doing what carnally minded Christians want to be done. And there are preachers like that in abundance. Always have been, always will be. If that's what you want, there are plenty of them. If what you want is a faithful minister of God's word, they're more rare. You're not going to find them quite so easily. But if you want the other kind, there are plenty of them. You can heap them up. You can heap them up. They will heap up for themselves teachers who will tickle their ears. Until tomorrow at the same time, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal blessing.